This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're going right to your phone calls. Roger Stone, Roger Shotgun in this hour with me. I keep saying I'm going to say a prayer for Tommy Robinson. And I get embarrassed praying in public or whatever, but I think, you know, you made that point that it's important for people to focus and think about God and bring God into it. And so I'll just say a prayer here. You get anything you want, Roger. Just Tommy Robinson's an honorable person, Lord and Savior, and we just ask, you know, via your son, Jesus Christ, that you send a hedge of protection and angels around him. We ask others to hold him up in prayer as well, God, and all he's done. First, to expose the Muslim grooming gangs and to be tortured and imprisoned and beat up and lose his business, lose his house, and now his wife and children. We ask that you protect them. And we ask that these evil people that are oppressing him and trying to silence him, repent and that you show them the error of their ways. But we just thank you for everything you've done and the great awakening that's happening. But we ask you just to, you know, protect people if that's your will, like Tommy, or that if they are going to kill him, that just, you know, your will be done and that it be as painless as possible. But again, we hope that doesn't happen. So we just ask you to protect Tommy Robinson, if that's your will, and that you lead God and direct us all as well in this very critical time where we're seeing good come back into the world and evil resist it. Again, I'm just thank you for everything, and amen.
Amen. It's important.
Oh, it's so
power,
serious, people.
It's power. So.
Yeah, there's a real palpable evil we're fighting. It's. All right, who should we go to? Let's go to Hat Man, and then we'll go to everybody else. Hat Man in Virginia, thanks for holding her on the air.
Brother Alex Jones, am I glad to be able to talk to you?
I'm going to talk to you, buddy.
You are an admirable man. There's a lot of things about you I really like. I like the way that you've stood up for the truth for years and years and years, and even when people made fun of you and all that other stuff. But anyhow, I'd love to talk to you for about an hour, but I know it'd be unfair to all the rest of your listeners. So I'll try to get right straight to the point. I think that the Founding Fathers left us a tool with which to regain control of our government agents, and that tool is the oath of office. Now, you've been to court a few times, I expect. I remember what the bailiff does before any witness or litigant can testify.
They make you swear yourself in.
Damn right. So I've done some research on this, and I found out that no public servant has ever been tried for violation of their oath of office.
That's right. How do we get, because it's perjury before the people in the Constitution and God, how do we get perjury trouble if we lie in court, which I would never do, but then they all get to lie? That's a great point.
Well, and that's why I was hoping to get through to you so that your audience members could hear. Because what's going on is there's been a few court rulings that say that even though the Constitution starts off with the words, we the people, we're not a party to it. The states are parties to it. So the only way to go after any government employee is to go to the states first and petition the state representatives to then petition the federal government to arrest these people and try them for perjury. And
no, I agree. Well, we need to start seeing in the Constitution these public officials getting in trouble for violation of oath. And I remember studying this years ago. What, there are provisions in the Constitution, and I think it's impeachment, but there's other things for violating your oath.
Well, yeah, there's high crimes and misdemeanors, and one of the high crimes, well, you know, as long as somebody's in Congress, for example, they can't be arrested for any misdemeanors, but luckily, perjury is a felony.
Well, no, you make a great point. Years ago, I got into this deeply, but what do you make of Trump gets about a 95 on keeping his promises? And then now you got a ceasefire that hadn't happened yet. I mean, ever before in Afghanistan. So, I mean, he's got, it's like a 95. I can't believe he's even kept that many promises because he can't keep them all. He's not a dictator.
Yeah, I know. Even though the mainstream media keeps saying that he is. I admire Trump, and I found out about Mark Taylor probably about 3 months before he was elected. And man, the things that he... I'm glad that you found out about him recently, and I hope that you get a chance to go to his website and read his prophecies.
No, I want to get him on the show. I mean, I'd seen some of it, but I just get so busy. Mark Taylor really did. He's the number first guy that said it first. Absolutely. All right, we'll be back. Thank you, Hat Man. We're going to go straight to other calls on the other side. Back in 60 seconds. Please spread the live audio and video links. Everyone you know, it is an act of resistance against Dirtbag Soros. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, we're taking your phone calls right now. We're going to go to Josh, Pastor Sam, Susan, Elissa, and others in just a second. And we're going to do it right now. It's just the AG report is out. Keep saying AG, IG, IG, Inspector General. But what do you make of it? Because it does this frosting, this sweet frosting that nobody did anything wrong or illegal. But Obama did have access to the secret server and lie and had a alias. And, yeah, they were planning to destroy his election and stop his presidency. And, yeah, they did violate all the FBI rules. And, yeah, they did lie to Congress. I mean, it's almost like a punt to Congress and the people. We're not saying anybody did anything bad, but here's the things they did.
The FBI director's performance is what shocked me. I mean, that was putting a nice coating on the whole thing. Like, there was no politics. Oh, we did find some bias. We're going to pull everybody in for sensitivity training. And we have great reverence for the congressional oversight. Of course, we're not giving you guys any of the stuff you've asked for.
And by the way, Strzok is now in the area of human resources, so maybe Strzok will teach the classes.
Or he'll hire other people. That even better. This FBI director needs to go. This is one of the president's largest mistakes. He needs to clean house. The problem is not with the rank-and-file agents. We know that. Those are good men and women doing their job. You have a corrupted political cabal at the top, and they have to go. And unfortunately, Chris Wray is committed to covering up the crimes of the people who came before him. It's pathetic. That performance yesterday was pathetic. He admitted to nothing. He tried to gloss over all of the obvious anti-Trump bias by saying, well, those people weren't making decisions. They most certainly were. It's extraordinary. I think that this is one of those documents where you can see anything you want. What about the surveillance? What about the FISA warrants? What about the FBI infiltration of the Trump campaign? Those are the real issues that Devin Nunes is fighting to get into, and the FBI and the DOJ are continuing to resist.
If you look at Comey and all these guys, they look like criminals. They just act like slimy, know-it-all psychopaths. I mean, I wouldn't buy a car from them. If they were my waiter, I'd get up and leave the restaurant. I mean, they just radiate disingenuous con men.
They all have that same kind of haircut, too. Did you notice that? Like this guy, Chris Wray, looks like he could be a lounge singer in Atlantic City. I mean, the guy was oily. That performance, I hope the president was watching, because if he was, he'd have to be furious.
Well, it didn't come off well. I watched part of it. I mean, look at that. Hello, children.
Oof.
I have a little ice cream truck. I have ice cream. I have cookies. I have puppies. Now, once you get in the back of the van, put on handcuffs and put this red ball in your mouth, and then I'm going to give you the prize. I'm going to slit your throat now. Liberal.
This guy is just committed to protecting the status quo. And the sad part...
I mean, Comey looks like a child molester. I'm not saying he's a child molester, but if you were going to cast somebody in a Hollywood movie for a guy that has a dungeon of little kids hanging by meat hooks, does Comey not look like a giant porcelain doll? You know those little dolls that ventriloquists have that look really creepy from horror movies?
Yeah.
He looks like a 7-foot-tall creepazoid.
Here's the real problem, Alan.
Let me tell you, they had Penn State and the FBI got compromised. And so you can talk about it all day, but at the top, it is a bunch of sick filth.
Well, and does anybody really think that Hillary is going to be prosecuted, that Comey is going to be prosecuted?
Why did Obama order $65,000 of succulent hot dogs for one party? He said, are these really good ones? Because he wants really succulent, juicy ones. Will they be as good as the ones we had in Hawaii? God, those were good.
Can't comment on that.
I wonder how big those hot dogs are.
Can't comment.
You think Trump... Here's the thing. Does Obama actually articulate the hot dog, or does he just take the hot dog?
I'm not going to go there.
No. I'm serious. I'm talking about if you're ordering $65,000 worth of hot dogs for a Chicago party, they say 20 people are going to be at, how many hot dogs do they eat?
I'm not good at math, but that'd be a lot of hot dogs, that's for sure.
But let's really break it down. Let's say top gay escort, let's say, is for 2 hours, I just am looking into this, from a lot of experience, I'm joking. Let's say $8,000, gay porn stars. So how many gay porn stars is that divided into $65,000 worth of succulent hot dogs? Guys, can you divide? Let's say once up for 2 hours. Let's divide, Roger, let's divide 8,000. But they're going to give the president a discount. Let's say 4,000. 4,000 divided into 65. Guys, can you do that, please? While we play some Jeopardy music in the background. How many? No, that's not 61 and a half. Oh, it's six.
Six hot dogs.
So they're at a Chicago party and they ordered six male prostitutes.
Well, you're assuming that there's some kind of code language there. Look, I'm more...
How do you order $65,000 worth of hot dogs?
I'm more concerned with the fact that he blatantly went out and said...
I can feed a party of 50 people for like $20 worth of hot dogs.
But will they be good hot dogs, though? Maybe they're substandard hot dogs.
Well, there is that gay prostitute I got for $10 that time.
Look, the more...
Then there was the crack whore in Orlando.
Let's get more serious here. The real thing here is that Obama got caught lying yesterday about the fact that Hillary had an illegal server. And he knew it. And he lied about it. And he'll pay no penalty. And Hillary will pay no penalty. And Comey will pay no penalty.
By the way, I want to be clear. I am a libertarian, even though I don't approve of things like that in prostitution. I think it should be decriminalized. If Obama wanted six male prostitutes, I think that's his business.
Okay.
I just want to be clear that it's not a hot dog phobic rant here. What?
Hot dog phobic rant. That's pretty good.
You like that? Dogophobe?
Dogophobe. Let's get back to our callers.
Though I am phobic of Lyndon Baines Johnson.
Well, you should be there.
So I'm a Johnson
phobe. Jumbo. Jumbo.
Oh, that was the nickname?
Jumbo, yeah.
Sorry. Hey, I'm a family show. They're the ones bringing all this out. And they're the ones doing all this. I said I'd go to phone calls. I will go to phone calls. Who's up next here? Dr. Kelly.
Let's take Josh from Florida.
Yes, let's let you call the callers.
Let's take Josh.
Josh in Florida, come on down. Go ahead, sir.
Huge fan. Alex and Rob, can you hear me in Florida?
Yes.
Could somebody at a hot dog eating contest eat $65,000 worth?
One of those skinny Japanese guys, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe he's training for a hot dog eating contest. Sorry, go ahead.
I wanted to comment quickly on the motivations of Mueller and the deep state. There's a lot of the pundits and the talk shows, they're caught up in the legalese. The left is against Putin, obviously, because of his pro-Christian, pro-patriarchal stance. But I don't think they comment enough on the fact that Putin whooped the deep state in the Ukraine, Crimea, in Georgia, Ossetia, Abkhazia,
And he's not a hot dog connoisseur.
Yeah, in the Soviet time in Vietnam, don't forget, Mueller's a Vietnam veteran, and he's really engaged in a form of revenge porn, you know, against any non-Vietnam vets, anyone who's not pro-deep state. And I just don't think the news analyzes his motivation. We know he's evil, but I don't think they take enough time to analyze his motivations, the geopolitics, the anti-deep state activity that specific that Putin was involved in. In terms of the obsession with legalese, this country also needs to, you know, besides the Justice Department, we need a lot more legal reform, real legal reform. And I know Trump's had a good start with the regulations. Just remembering that our founding fathers like George Washington, he was a civil engineer, a surveyor.
Yeah, we got too many lawyers in Congress. And, again, you've got to be a hot dog connoisseur to even get into a lot of their clubs. And again, that's all part of how they compromise the population.
You know, that's a moral end. But again, I think they need to focus on Mueller's motivations more. I have a high security comment with a Haiti twist, if there's any possibility to speak to one of your staff.
Sure, we'll put you on hold and find out about that. All right, boom, boom, boom. Call after call, straight ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, and just in, it was completely innocuous in the WikiLeaks. Obama is training for a hot dog eating contest.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
The Alex Jones Show.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curve, yeah. Climbing the hill. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will.
That's right. Mountain may get them. God may get them.
Only way they know how.
But the law never will.
That's just a little bit more than the global life.
Yeah, well, we're not going to let the globalists walk all over us anymore. They want to fight? We're going to do it. You know, I'm just a good old boy. You know, my mama loves me. Sometimes I'm just not going to let people push me around. Roger, you made a really good point during the break as we get serious here, right before we go back to the calls, about the fact that Obama's been missing in action and why he's missing in action and how the Democrats don't have a leader. They think it's Joe Biden who's got his own issues. And then Hillary won't go away. She's still in control of the reins of it. The fact that they thought they could run the Crypt Keeper with a wig on, Hillary, and get away with this. And the fact that they think Obama, after all Trump's successes and all their push polling and sampling 15% more Democrats in Gallup, and Trump's at 54 in Gallup, you add 15 more points on that, folks. We're almost at 70%. I mean, that is why they are in full panic mode. But why is Obama MIA?
Two parts here. Yesterday, if you saw this, Bill Clinton in an interview says that the standards have changed regarding what you can do to another person. Meaning, I guess what he's saying is, rape was okay when I did it, but it's not okay today. I think that's what he was saying. So professional Democrats just want Bill and Hillary to go away, to get off the stage, to disappear. And correctly, they look at Barack Obama's poll numbers, and he is infinitely more popular than the Clintons. And he's the last elected Democratic president, so he's the putative head of the
party. So it'd be a good move for them if they can get him out of the foxhole. But he's got his ass sticking up out of the foxhole looking for hot dogs down below.
I think his problem is an obvious one. The Peter Strzok message that says the president wants to be kept up to date on this. The CYA memo by Susan Rice. I think we're going to find that the phony dossier at the end of the day that was created with the specific purpose of creating a phony rationale for the surveillance of Donald Trump's campaign was approved by Barack Obama himself. What did the president know, and when did he know?
And the IG report says this in triplicate, and of course, confirming it, you never toot your horn. You were the first person when Trump was elected, and they were bragging about surveilling him in the news before they flipped it and said they never were, when Trump pointed out it was illegal and there was nothing there, to say that you must go to the FISA court. It's illegal how they did it. It will bring them all down bigger than Watergate. I know you told the president that many times. He's been tweeting that. It's all documented now. So where do we go?
And our friend Judge Andrew Napolitano, who's been proven completely right about this because the British did some of the dirty work here in a classic a deep state move where we need deniability. We go to our allies and we have them doing the spying for us. So we can say, oh, no, we didn't spy on anybody. No, we had the Brits do it.
And that's standard procedure. And the corporate media knows people don't study spy crafts. They go, ridiculous. Why would the Brits be doing it? Oh, my God.
So the real question is, will Barack Obama ever be required to sit in front of a congressional committee under oath where everybody can see and answer questions?
Could you imagine the hot dog bandit in front of Congress?
I could imagine the fact that he will continually lay low on this whole thing, because I think he has ultimate culpability.
And he's been quarterbacking, and he moved in a few miles from the White House. They admit running this whole op, suing you, suing the president. So yeah, we need to start talking about Obama facing his time in prison.
It is certainly fair to say that none of this could have happened. As we Italians say, a fish rots from the head. The top man would have known about everything that was done here, and they needed an insurance policy to stop Donald Trump, as we have now learned.
So we're going to go to calls right now, but what ace in the hole do they have up their sleeve when we come back? And we're starting to win, but let's not be too confident. And then let's just get into it, because the FBI is already asking you, meaning they're digging around trying to make something up. I looked up the New York Times articles back when I liked Trump about, oh, he's divorced, hanging out with ladies in Roger Stone. I said, is it true you were his wingman going back 40 years ago, off and on? And you remember you said, well, yeah, only when he was in between divorces, and then he wanted somebody to go out because he was real picky. He wanted to just take girls out, take them to dinner for a long time. And, you know, if he had to go, he wanted, you know, somebody to help, you know, get rid. I mean, you told me some really cool stuff in confidence, and it would be nice if you could just tell folks ahead of the time before they make something up. Well, we'll do it next segment.
Right.
Think about what you want to talk about.
All right.
This is a big exclusive here. Okay, who up next? You go ahead and call somebody else, sir. America's back. Jason? Want to go to Jason? Let's go to Jason.
Yep.
Let's go to Jason in Florida. Oh, you're thinking about what you're going to say. Go ahead, Jason.
No, we already hit.
Sorry, the one you hit.
Did we already hit Jason?
Yes, we did.
Okay, bye, Jason. Sorry, I'm dumb. I wonder if that number looked familiar, that name looked familiar.
Let's go to Pastor Sam in Texas.
Pastor Sam in Tejas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I'm always ready. Good to talk to you, gentlemen. Welcome back, Alex. Hope you had some good time with your family.
I did.
As far as the empire striking back, we've done well. We've brought a lot of things to light. We've really given the enemy a bloody nose, and they are going to come out swinging, and I believe that the way that that's the typology that they'll follow is what was followed in what's known to history as the Spanish Civil War. It was really a war of conquest by the Roman world system, the fourth and terrible beast. But between 1932 and 1936, the nation of Spain declared itself independent and set up a representative republic. This was really the Brexit of its day.
You're right.
And you've studied that, I'm sure. In this effort, this is where the wickedness of the Catholic Church was really uncovered. You hear from time to time a whispered rumor that it's been found that there were tunnels between the supposedly celibate abbeys or nunneries and the seminaries where the supposedly celibate priests lived, and that they would go through those tunnels at night and have little liaisons. Where that was actually discovered was in Spain during this four-year period that they had a republic. And they also found that when the nuns became pregnant, this was before birth control and all that, that they were kept in cloister, the babies were brought to term, and many, many of them were asphyxiated and put in a, buried in the crypt. When the Spanish people found this out, they were so furious that a revolution against Catholic power and monarchical imperial power started. It was very dangerous for them. It was very dangerous for the Pope. And so he counter-assaulted in three different ways, and it's very important. This is where we get the term fifth column. General Francisco Franco, when he assaulted Madrid, he said he would assault Madrid with his four columns and a fifth column on the inside. That is, he said he had pre-placed infiltrators within the city. So the three ways that first of all, was pedophilia, child murder, and sacrifice. That was going on then, and it's going on now. Now that we've discovered it, the enemy has to come out and fight. The second thing was, this war was billed as a war against communist revolutionaries. You know, it's just 10 years, 15 years before that Russia had been taken over by the Bolsheviks. And so in the world, public opinion was against communism. So Franco's armies, which were Muslim hordes, attacked in the name of crushing a communist revolution, although it was not.
All right, that is a whole other giant subject, but very interesting. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro 1 G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
To never forget. We're not the people that I've never met.
Yo,
gentlemen, we're about to overthrow the globalist occupational government and restore the republic and launch a worldwide operation for freedom. Are you ready? Our weapon's the truth. The enemy is the lie. Let's take action. We're going back to your phone calls. On the next segment, Roger will, he doesn't want to talk about the Trump stuff. He didn't tell me, by the way, anything. I just said, hey, I did a lot of research on Trump with these New York Times articles. Accurately, you're his wingman. During divorces, he would be seen out with you and, you know, women. And then he was very particular, blah, 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 and treated the women very nice. And he said, yeah, no, that's back when they liked him, and those were true articles, about Trump. And I said, well, how do you treat women? Well, you said really, really nice and all the rest of it. So why don't we just, we're going to go to calls. Let's just get to that now since I built it up and talk about that because, like you said, the big news is the FBI is coming to you. They're coming to your associates. They're bringing me up a lot, but now they've moved from that into this is 13, 14 people they brought me up to, and that we're all these masterminds running everything, which isn't true. We just want freedom, common sense stuff. And then now they're getting into going back decades ago, nothing to do with Russia, nothing to do with anything, not even taxes. It's all, well, what are the questions that you're hearing that the FBI is asking about Roger Stone, Donald Trump, and women?
It's more about Donald Trump and women. Some of my associates were asked this, but other people I know who have been questioned by the FBI in the Mueller probe have told me that there seems to be a focus on the president's relationship with women. I'm not going to talk about that, ever. I'm not going to talk about out of school about the president. I don't know anything that would be detrimental to him. And the idea that they would cook up some offense against me as an effort to get me to roll on the president is probably what they have in mind. But I have proven there is no Russian collusion. There is no WikiLeaks collusion. I didn't know about John Podesta's email in advance. There's no evidence of that. I never paid for or bought any information. Everything I did in connection with the presidential election was legal. I'm not the target here. The president is the target. But it's put me and my family under enormous pressure. Think of having a runaway federal prosecutor in every molecule of your being, reading your emails.
But to be specific, they're really desperate. But you didn't tell me any secrets. I just had some New York Times articles over the phone. And I said, is this accurate? Is that accurate? Because hell, that was even during the campaign. I wanted to make sure I wasn't betting on the wrong horse so something wouldn't come out. And you said, listen, he treats women really great. He puts them on a pedestal. He puts them to this whole courtship thing because he's a germaphobe. And, you know, the fact that he'd be even promiscuous is bull. He is a playboy. He dated a lot of women when he's divorced. He treats them really great. But then
the taste level is extraordinary. I mean, he dated supermodels.
Well, I was about to say, but then you told me a little more. You said that if they give him any trouble or act weird, he didn't put up with that either. I mean, just in general, you were his friend. You were his wingman. You're not going to give us secrets. Just in general, Trump's relationship to women, how does he treat them?
Extraordinary. And his taste level, Melania, his wife, who's a wonderful person, is typical of the kind of woman that he dated in between marriages. And she was, of course, the woman he chose.
Because you've got tens, but you've also got 10, 10, 10, like in gymnastics. I mean, it's solid tens across the board. She's smart. She's beautiful. She's cool. Her presence is amazing.
Supermodels. He had a tendency to date supermodels, and he wasn't shy about it. And he was enormously discreet. He is a gentleman. Beyond that, I'm not going to go.
But never anything about roughing women up. Never a problem.
Not his thing.
Well, they've been all over everything with a fine-tooth comb. There's nothing there.
That's why the rudimentary idea in this ridiculous dossier that he would somehow enjoy watching women urinate on each other, that's not Donald Trump. That's not his thing. He would find that disgusting. That's what's so outrageous about it. It's not even credible as an idea. So he was one of the great playboys of all time.
He's not into degradating women.
For sure.
And he's not into the stuff that Democrats and people are into. The whole scatological thing.
Definitely not. He's an admitted germaphobe. When he thought about running for president in 2000 very briefly, which is, he would tell you today was more my idea than his, he went through about a gallon of Purell a day for hand cleansing. So
let's talk about the subject of black people. All the rappers that knew him well said they loved him. He opened the golf courses up to black folks 40-something years ago and Jews. Why did hip-hop say he was the coolest white guy ever, and then now he claims he's a racist, which none of it's true with any proof? And just the Donald Trump likes energy. He likes exciting people, and he really likes black people.
There's no question about that. And he's in all these rap songs. What's interesting is a poll yesterday showing that his improvement rating among younger blacks is really increasing. And that's got to drive the Democrats insane. I think that's Dennis Rodman. I think that that's Kanye West. I think it is people thinking for themselves.
Well, let me tell you, Elon Musk and Kanye are getting harassed behind the scenes. Hell, they threw Kanye in a mental institution for a week and a half. And I'm not supposed to get into all this. I'm just going to leave it at that. But, like, everybody saw Matt Drudge just magically show up here with me unannounced. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Gotcha.
So, but there's a lot of stuff going on. These people are really awake. And they understand the ball game. And Kanye was awake like 5 years ago, I now know. But he's really awake now. And they've been messing with him behind the scenes, and it's making him do the opposite. They're threatening and doing stuff, and it's not making him back down.
The guy's an incredible artist, and he's got an incredible forum, and he's driving them crazy. Driving them crazy. Alex, I want to take a call from Susan.
Yes, let's do it. Susan and then Elissa. Susan, thanks for holding. You're a trooper. God bless. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. Hi, Alex. Hi, Roger. Just two quick things. My husband's at work, and he made me promise to send his love to you guys.
Thank you.
We've been listening for years, and he turned me on you guys. We use the Survival Shield, the Alpha Power, Silver Bullet. We have Autoship, the Secret 12. And I just wanted to ask Roger if he was still doing his book signing. And I wasn't sure where to send my book.
Absolutely. So you buy your book at the Infowars.com site, and you mail it to me at 1007 North Federal Highway, number 166, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33304. Let me do it again. 1007 North Federal Highway, number 166, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33304. Anybody who buys a book at the InfoWars site and says that in their package, I will sign it and mail it back to you at my own expense.
Yeah, because we got a logjam last time. You got them all signed, like 5,000. This time, people can go to any stationery store or wherever. They can just get little sticker packs that are, you know, stickers. And so they could mail you, it'd be cheaper, just an envelope with a sticker in it. You could also sign that.
I'll do it either way, but it's my pleasure to do. I've sent out about 20 of them yesterday since I made this offer. InfoWarriors have responded, but buy the book at the InfoWars site, and I'll be happy to sign it for you. Send me a book plate, they call it, or send me the book, either way.
Yeah, and he's doing it, but it turned into a train wreck for me last time, because there were like 5,000 orders that wanted that, and we finally got it done. So that's not with me. You buy the book, that's what Bill Rogers doing over there on his end. But the bigger thing is, Susan, thank you for your support. What'd you call in about?
That was really it. I just wanted to say how much these products have changed my life, the Brain Force especially. I'm an artist, and I work from home, and I have a couple kids, and that actually helps keep me focused and gives me energy. And the iodine has improved my skin. I'm almost 43 years old, and I've noticed a huge change. And I just wanted to ask Roger about his book, and I've just been listening. You guys are cracking me up today.
Describe, how long did it take for the iodine? How long did it take for the iodine to kick in?
I want to say a couple of weeks, and I started noticing, like, just looking in the mirror, like, I don't look quite as old as I did. I don't have that many wrinkles anyway, but...
Well, it's simple. If you don't have oxygen, you die. If you don't have water, you die. If you don't have vitamin C or iodine, you die. And they have lowered the levels of what they say you need. It's one of the biggest conspiracies against humanity. God bless you, Susan. All right, we'll be back with Phil, Scott, Elisa, Dr. Kelly, and others. Stay with us.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this.
I did it my way.
I did it my way.
The great Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra.
Yes, there were times.
And, you know, you've done it your way, I've done it my way, the audience has done it their way, betting on InfoWars. And we're not just saying this. Everybody hypes things up like they're the tip of the spear, they're the vanguard. We're fighting globalism. It's in decline. But we're in that epic battle where we're just starting to get the initiative on them. They know it. They're putting their full force back. Everything they do is turning to piles of steaming Barack Obama. But at the same time, we can't overestimate our strengths. And I'm going to go back to your calls, but Roger, I wanted to ask you about any other ace in the holes you think they've got. You know, there are thousands of ideologies in hell. There's probably 100,000 religions just in India alone. There's all these world systems, and most of them are based on pure quackery. I follow Renaissance, free open societies, Americana. It's proven to be the gold standard, the platinum standard, the ethereal standard. the infinity standard, the next level standard, the stairway to heaven standard. And we've proven by pushing, just with what you've done and others, the audience, we're changing the world. We are the ideology trumping them, not just here, but all over the world. We are playing royal flush and ace of spades every hand, and because we were underdogs. And if folks don't see the hand of God on that, they're not paying attention. That's why I'm asking listeners. You're doing it your way, the American way. But that's why the left calls themselves the American way. They're not. They're the globalist way. It's always upside down with them. When you spread the word about the broadcast, hand to hand, mouth to mouth, ear to ear, person to person, when you share the videos, the articles, when you sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com newsletter, when you buy the products, when you support our local affiliates by becoming a sponsor, or spreading the word, or supporting the sponsors, you change the world. And that's why we've got StoneDefenseFund.com, where you can go donate directly. He's under being sued by Obama. The globalists trying to shut him down. If we can crush them on this, StoneDefenseFund.com, we can truly see the fall of the deep state, because they admit their attack on Roger, Trump, and myself is a beta test for everybody else to come after us, even bigger targets like drugs. So, AlexJonesLegalFund.com. AlexJonesLegalFund.com, one word. We have links on Infowars.com. You can go there and just donate directly, whether it's $25 or $100, or folks that are middle class and wealthy. You could not invest somewhere with money that will be used to go after the globalist fearlessly. You cannot, if you were dynamiting globalist bridges because they were invading your town, you couldn't, for the money, buy better dynamite.
Alex, I think it's important people understand, we're not hyping this. They want to bankrupt him. They want to close InfoWars down. They want to shutter this place. They want to put me in jail because I supported Donald Trump. This is a real fight, folks. We need your help.
And by the way, since you say that, even a few months ago when they finally had like a whole bunch of Washington Post, New York Times saying the war on Alex Jones, the legal war, the plan, we're going to destroy him. Georgetown sued me. All of them, they go, wow, you're not joking. What, you think I've ever joked with you about anything? We don't make stuff up like everybody else. It's straight shooting, man. You get what's going on. By somebody that doesn't sit around and act like they know what's going on, I research. Okay? And so, yes, we need your financial support. Free shipping ends this weekend, 50% off best-selling items. But you can also just donate straight, ladies and gentlemen, at AlexJonesLegalFund.com or StoneDefenseFund.com for him as well. Roger, go ahead.
So people need to understand, this is a real fight. We're not just hyping this to build a war chest. As it is, Alex Jones takes everything that comes in through the store and he puts it back into the expansion. I've seen the incredible new studios that are coming online here.
Well, I squirreled 5% away knowing this was coming for about 4 years, which really pisses him off because we can fight him for a while. I'm just looking long term. We've got to not get into the war chest. That's emergency backup. I'm now in reserve funds. We need to. You see what I'm saying? I'm giving folks a point blank report, even though I don't want Soros to know what's going on. I have to be truthful with you.
Well,
I'm asking for your help.
I'm being sued by the DNC. I'm being sued by Obama's group. I've got a special prosecutor poking into every molecule of my being, searching for some bogus, conjured up crime so he can pressure me into testifying.
Now, in your statement a few weeks ago, you said, I'll never roll on President Trump because I'm loyal and because he never did anything. There's nothing there. Headlines everywhere. Stone admits he's got dirt, but says he won't roll. They took what you said in your message that took 2 minutes on air here and directly inverted it.
Yeah, exactly. Because they what they do, as you know, Alex, is they pressure people into saying things that are not true. That are not true. You see, if you read this guy's story, and this guy, Jonathan Chayat, I wrote a long piece on him. He's the single most duplicitous, dishonest reporter in America today. I said, I'm no John Dean. He thinks John Dean's a hero. If he'd read my book, he would understand that John Dean is the man who planned, pushed, lied about, and covered up the Watergate break-in. I am not going to be John Dean.
You're not
going to
manufacture crap.
Exactly. I won't make stuff up, but that's what they try to pressure you to do. All these young people who have worked for me who are being squeezed right now by the special prosecutor, they're being pressured to say things that aren't true. That is the concern that we have.
Absolutely. All right. Eliza, did I pronounce it? In Oregon, thanks for holding. You're a real trooper. Elisa, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, you got it right. A lot of people don't get my name right, but good. It's good to be on the phone with both you and with Roger Stone. I have a lot of respect for both of you gentlemen. As some kind of act of providence, you know, I was actually going to call in not only to talk about the IG report, but also to ask you if you could get Mark Taylor on as a guest, and somebody beat me to the punch. But here's the thing. I don't know if you're still in contact with Larry Nichols or not, but I do know that if you're trying to get a hold of Mark Taylor to get him on your show, I know that Larry Nichols has been in contact with Mark Taylor.
You know, it's time to get Larry Nichols back on anyway, especially during the 34-hour broadcast. So let's see if Larry can pop on today and separately. How are we doing with Mark Taylor? I've been wanting him for about a week. Are we going to get him? We're working on it. Yeah, go ahead. We've reached out to Taylor.
Oh, that's awesome. And I don't know if you guys know about this, but there is a movie, a Fathom Events movie across the country.
Oh, he's got a big movie coming out about it. No, that's why I want to get him on now, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's coming out October 4th and 5th, and so I want to get the word out about that as well. He also has a book called The Trump Prophecies, too. So if people want to spread the word about that, I think it's a good...
Yeah, we're working to get him on. We've been working for a week to get him on, so we just got to get him into a slot, get him on. Absolutely. What do you think about the... I'm glad you're the only caller actually calling on the subject I listed about IG report. What do you make of its double-speaking behavior, and what do you think's going on there?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, there was a part of me that was, like, really excited because I thought, you know, because everybody was saying that, oh, this guy, you know... He's an Obama appointee, but he's not a biased person, you know. And I see his report, and you know all these leaks that are coming out of it, they're damaging and they're spot on. And then he puts out this almost James Comey like statement, like, "Oh, we have all these crimes here, but we're not going to do anything about it," kind of thing.
Well, yeah, but see, that's what I'm saying is you have to look at it. It's damning information that Obama was involved in the illegal secret server and lied about it and that they were trying to stop Trump and trying to, that's all totally confirming. Then they say, oh, but none of it's criminal. Well, that's not their job to even say that. What do you think the point of that? Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate you. What do you think the point of that is?
Where is Jeff Sessions? Where is he today? Why hasn't he announced prosecutions against those who have broken the law? Why is he entirely silent? It all keeps coming back to the Keebler elf himself. The president needs to replace Jeff Sessions and Rod Rosenstein and get himself an attorney general who's committed to the rule of law and will hold these people accountable. This was a bureaucratic exercise yesterday.
That's a good point, though. I mean, what's wrong with the Keebler?
Nothing will come of this. So we learned bombshell things yesterday. Comey, others, blatant illegality. I still predict that nobody will pay any penalty for it.
I heard the Keebler elf is riding his magic stallion, the hamster Lemmiwinx.
At this point, I think he is so upset about the president's public position supporting state legalized marijuana of about 2 weeks ago. He's still trying.
And he doesn't want minimum sentences for black people that are worse than white people's.
He needs to go. I really wonder what the president is waiting for. The most ineffective attorney general in American history. There he is.
Instead of a Keebler elf, it's like a Grand Dragon elf, probably. Yeah, they probably got video of him hailing Hitler or something. All right. The War Room's coming up. Oh, you've got Danny Williams, the illegitimate son of Bill Clinton, coming up. War Room, all these streams, spread the word. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Please donate at our legal defense fund.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.